Singer-songwriter Hans Williams fell in love with music when he was little, listening along with his parents.
You're not always on the same page, obviously, as your parents, but when you listen to the same music, you can somehow feel like you're experiencing it on the same level. Whereas like my parents might have not showed me their favorite movies when I was like 6 or 7 years old, but they could show me some songs.
Now, the 23-year-old from Norwich has released a new EP, and as Ari Morris reports, the influence of the Upper Valley is embedded in his music. And a note, this story contains references to suicide. If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.
Hans has been releasing music since middle school, and it's been going pretty well for him. He gets more than 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify, and he has an EP called More Than One Way Home out now. Chases my blood round. Hans has been creating music his whole life. In school, he did jazz band and a cappella. Outside of school, he took music lessons at the Upper Valley Event Center, Hanover Strings, and Tux Rock Dojo. For Hans specifically, Tux Rock Dojo, a local music school, was the main place that got him really excited about music.
It's like the one big like hub of young musicians that I know of in the Upper Valley, and they basically bring bands together and they'll do lessons. But what I really got out of it was, yeah, playing with other people.
The music Hans is currently putting out leans into the folk influences in Vermont. His main collaborator, Finn Chukas, is actually also from the Upper Valley. Together with Finn, Hans has developed an authentic style using stripped-back instrumentals and contemplative lyrics.
I also think like growing up in a rural area, there's something about being isolated that resonates with folk music. A lot of the music I grew up listening to, or I guess the stuff that resonated with me, was inward looking and very personal. And so I think those factors kind of led me to get into folk music.
If you listen to Hans's music for any amount of time, you can hear the influence of the Upper Valley. After graduating from high school, Hans moves to New Orleans to attend Tulane University. In New Orleans, Hans found a much bigger music community.
I finished this past spring, and it still feels like the community just gets larger and larger, or I like to think like smaller and smaller, because it just feels like the world of music in New Orleans is getting more and more familiar.
In Hans's more recent music, you can clearly hear both the folk influences of the Upper Valley merge with the more R&B, soulful sound of New Orleans.
Well, I give the same love, will it be stone cold for the rest of my life?
As a songwriter, Hans has used music as a way of processing emotions that are too difficult to put into words. Right after moving to New Orleans for college, Hans's floor mate died by suicide. He was one of the first people to find him. As in any moment of tragedy, it was difficult for Hans to process those complex and overwhelming feelings.
He ended up passing away. His name's Jake. And I think for a while there, like, I was just guilty about, like, the way I handled it. Like, I think looking back on it, my friends and I are proud that at least we acted. But yeah, it's just one of those things that have stuck with me for a really long time. And I question, like, if I had done something differently, would we be having this conversation right now?
Tell me that I'll be fine. I crashed down your door just to see if you're inside. 'Cause in my head you come alive.
For Hans, writing the song Body on My Shoulders helped him process and heal from Jake's loss. He says it is two lives, one before it was released, when it just belonged to him, and one after, when he released it for the world to hear.
The song took so long to write, and I finally found the words that weren't like disrespectful or harmful and validated my experience. And then when I went to release it, so many people reached out.
Put the body on my shoulders, on our shoulders, over something older.
Some things are also bigger than just music itself. The response to this song was immediate and powerful. Listeners reached out to Hans and shared their own experiences with loss.
I think it's just an important thing to talk about, but it's hard to, and it's painful to some extent. but there's a catharsis in like talking about it or sharing about it through music that when it's shared through a medium like music is a lot easier to convey than something as harsh as like words.
Will I be the same one? Will I be the same old kid that left from Vermont?
As Hans grows and changes, he says the community in the Upper Valley remains supportive. Last summer, he performed in Lebanon.
It was literally all my friends from high school and all their parents and all my parents' friends. It was like a big reunion.
During the show, Hans felt the true impact of growing up in a close-knit rural community that places such an emphasis on the arts.
It's just, it's a lucky place to have grown up because I feel like people are, they just want, you know, the best for each other for the most part. And yeah, anyone that's from the Upper Valley and doing the same thing, I think it's cool to just champion them.
Hans hopes to release his first studio album next year. For Vermont Public, I'm Ari Morris.
Ari Morris is a senior at Dartmouth College. This story was produced this winter as part of a nonfiction radio and podcasting class. And you can catch Hans Williams at Higher Ground in South Burlington on April 18th.